Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of 10 Minutes for the Planet. I hope you had a great summer and fun and eco-friendly holidays. This week, I'll be giving you a few of the summer highlights in terms of environmental news and politics. Unfortunately, at the governmental level, it's not brilliant. On July 6th, Nicolas Hulot, our new environmental minister, unveiled the much-anticipated climate plan, promised by President Emmanuel Macron a few weeks before. This plan's objective? That France takes its part and leadership in climate change. The main element of the climate plan is an increased ambition in terms of fight against climate change with a national carbon neutral objective by 2050. This means that as a nation, we will have to reach an equilibrium between our greenhouse gas emissions and absorption. Most of Hulot's climate plan measures confirm what was already announced in Macron's In Marche program. For instance, the end of diesel-powered car sales by 2040, the closure of the last four coal-fired power plants by 2022, the increase in carbon price, and a ban on new hydrocarbon exploration. Nuclear-wise, nothing new on the horizon. Hulot reaffirmed the objective of reducing from 75% to 50% our production by 2025, but silenced the how-to. Waste-wise, the climate plan announces a 2025 goal of 50% less landfill waste and 100% plastic recycling. One last heated subject is built-up areas. On that topic, Hulot announced a high level of vigilance in protecting non-artificial land and preventing unnecessary constructions. The climate plan also announces a few reports to look forward to. For example, the finance law to be presented this month, a publication on a national strategy to end imports contributing to deforestation by early 2018, and an energy multi-year plan by late 2018. However, nothing is said about the many international free trade agreements that are currently being discussed. The climate plan was highly criticized by civil society on that point and on the vague nuclear plan. Mr. Hulot's current personal media situation does not help the credibility of the climate plan. Indeed, Hulot has been the object of scandal by Lee Canard in Shani and other main media. Hulot has revenues of hundreds of thousands of euros through his foundation funded by EDF and Vinci amongst others, as well as his consulting company whose biggest client is the brand Ushuaia. All three are not known for their positive environmental approach. The affair is currently brought to the High Authority for Transparency in Public Life. Hulot's popularity is also hindered by his July decision to vote for a European Common Definition for Endocrine Disruptors that specialists do not find sufficiently encompassing. Consumer organizations are trying to block the decision at the Parliament level. And July 27th was declared Black Thursday for French organic agriculture. Indeed, Agricultural Minister Stephen Trevert announced the 2018 European subsidies redistribution rates for French agriculture that are far lower than expected. Organic agriculture subsidies for 2015 and 2016 are still mostly unpaid by the state, leading organic farmers to difficult financial positions. Organic agriculture does not seem to be a priority for the government despite Macron's promise of introducing organic food in schools. This decision received a very bad press at the beginning of the General Assembly on Food and Agriculture. If you want to follow and participate in the General Assembly, go to www.egalimentation.gov.fr. The public consultation is open till mid-October. Next week, we'll hunt down summer local environmental news that is more inspiring. So, see you then.